Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
This is Strategic Prayer Part 3, and today our subject is Let Down Your Net for a Catch. Prayers are very important part of human life. Do you believe so? I believe that it is the commonest thing, in fact, one of the commonest things that are done on this earth is to pray. Whether we are praying to God or we are praying to Allah, we are praying to Buddha, or even praying to yourself or a fellow human being, prayers are very common. And because it's a very common thing, it is easy for us to take prayers for granted. I realize from the Word of God that God has got so much to say about prayer. So much to say about it. And I believe it's because it's a very major part of every human being's life. Every religion has a form of prayer. Sometimes we pray formally or consciously, where you have a particular time that you pray to God, say in the morning, afternoon, or evening. And sometimes we pray informally or unconsciously. We pray whilst we are doing other things. That is what I mean by unconsciously. So whilst we are washing, we are praying. Whilst we are working, we are praying. Sometimes whilst we are talking, we are whispering a prayer in our hearts. So prayer is an activity that is very common. But I believe that in all cases, whether it is conscious or unconscious, formal or informal, your prayers should be offered according to instructions in God's word, so that the prayers become effective. Effective prayers are ones that achieve results. Prayers that achieve results can be said to be effective. You can take medicine and the medicine not achieve the desired results or not be effective in your body and in your life because you did not follow the doctor or the pharmacist's instructions. So, prayer is something that we do to help us improve our lives. Like we take medication sometimes to improve ourselves. But we need to follow instructions in taking the medication in this context in our prayers. And sometimes medication is not effective, not because you did not have the medicine. It is not because you did not take the medicine. It is because you took it wrongly. You use some other medicine's instructions to take that particular medicine. If you do that, although you have taken in medicine, it will not achieve much results, or it will not achieve results at all. Not much will be made available unto you, according to James chapter 5 and then verse 13. So we say that we need to pray strategically so that our prayers will achieve much results. And so far we have looked at dominion prayers. There are some prayers, we call them dominion prayers. I spoke to you on this subject when I spoke about command your morning. Dominion prayers are prayers to take control of your day. And we need to do that. We have also looked at destiny altering prayers. That was last week. I spoke on launch out into the deep, talking to you about destiny altering prayers. These are prayers that bring us into alignment, divine alignment with God's supreme assignments for our lives. Now we are going to look at provision prayers. Can we all say provision prayers? Provision prayers are prayers for our basic needs. Prayers for what we need every day. How do we bring God's provision, whether they are spiritual, financial, material, social, relational? How do we bring it into our lives? And I'm speaking on provisional prayers under the topic, let down your net for a catch. Let's look at the book of Luke chapter 5 and then verse 1 to 11. Quite a long passage, but very interesting. So we shall read everything. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, that's Jesus, to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had finished speaking, he said unto Simon, that is Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught or for a catch. Verse 5, Luke chapter 5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Please note, Peter said, I will let down the net. In verse 5. In verse 4, Jesus Christ said that, let down your nets. Plural. Peter said in verse 5, I will let down the net. Singular. Verse 6 now. And when they had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. They should have listened to Jesus. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ships, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the catch of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth you shall catch men. Verse 11. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. May the Lord add his blessing, his anointing, his joy to the reading of his word. Amen. Amen. So the subject, let down your net, is yanked out of this incident where we see Jesus Christ ministers the word of God. And after ministering the word of God, he sees that the people who listened to him had two needs. They had two needs to be met. So he tells them, Jesus tells them, two things to solve their needs. The first thing he told them was launch out into the deep. And this was to solve their first need. That is the need for destiny altering. That was the need of Peter. Peter was a fisherman for fish. And Jesus Christ saw that this man needs a realignment to his destiny, to his proper assignment in life. He's not supposed to be fishing for fish. He's supposed to be fishing for men. So Jesus Christ saw this first need, and then he gave them the solution to it. Launch out into the deep. That is what I spoke about last week. Now, Jesus Christ gave them a second instruction. Let down your nets for a catch. This second instruction was to take care of their second need. The need for physical fish. The need for everyday fish. Hallelujah. Because they were around the seashore, because they came primarily to come and catch fish from the sea. So Jesus Christ says that, let down your net, and it is to solve their second need for fish. And that is talking not about a destiny altering thing, but an everyday need, a recurrent need, basic needs that we have in this life on earth. You must understand that life can be likened to being on the sea, and we as fishermen. So all of us, every human being is a fisherman. And we can talk about this life or the world as a sea of life. Now the Bible promises us in the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 5 that in the end time, God is going to convert unto us the abundance of the sea. That is talking about the fishes. Hallelujah. God says that I have a promise, and he spoke this in the Old Testament, that I am going to give you the abundance of the sea. I believe that he's talking about the abundance of this world, because in the same verse he says, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall be converted unto you. So abundance of the sea is talking about the fish. It's talking about abundance of provision, talking about abundance of prosperity. The abundance which is in the world, God says that I have it for my people. Indeed, if you read the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says something which is very instructive. It says that according as his divine power has given unto us all things. And I want you to know that the things have been given already. It's in the past tense. Has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Hallelujah. God has given unto us all things, not some things. He's given unto us the abundance of the sea. Everything that pertains unto life on this earth and godliness has already been given unto us. And that is something that you need to bear in mind, that God has already provided us with all that we need. He has already done that. It is just like he created the sea and he put in all the fishes that we will ever need, already provided in the sea. Hallelujah. It is not now that we are going to pray that God should put some fish in the sea. He has already provided the things that we need in this life, like he has provided fish in the sea already. And I like what the book of Corinthians says, where Paul tells the people that all things are yours. All things are yours. Everything in this world is yours. But we must understand something about fish, about our basic needs, that like fishes, what God has already provided for us is very slippery. It's very slippery. It's elusive. In other words, those things can move away from your life easily. If you joke small, you won't eat. Oh yeah, it's true. If you joke small, you will not get a job. It takes some level of strength to be able to get these things out. Hallelujah. So the things of life, the basic things of life, are elusive and slippery like fish. So that we have to get the right kind of equipment to trap them. What are the good things of life? Holistic prosperity. Fulfilled desires, good marriages, they are elusive. Relationships, wow, small thing, you can get yourself into trouble with your relationship. Excellence in the academics is very elusive. Fulfilled career desires, they are like the fish in the sea. You cannot just catch them with your hands like that. When you try it, you'll see that they are masters of their own ocean. It is slippery, and these things, they swerve a lot of good fishermen like Peter. He toiled all night. He never caught a thing. Hallelujah. But I want us to understand that God has given us a way of trapping the basic things of our lives for our use. We need to find a way of trapping these basic things of life. And one way is by prayer.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
One way is by prayer. The Bible says that you do not have because you do not ask. You do not have because you do not ask. So how can we have? It is by asking. Hallelujah. So, I want us to understand prayer as a net. In fact, specifically prayer for our basic needs. As a net, an extension of our hand that we reach out into the sea of life in order to get hold of the slippery, elusive things in this world. That is why I made you to note what Jesus Christ said. He said that let down your nets, plural. Peter said that I will let down the net, because there are different nets for different fishes. They are all nets. We can call all of them prayer, but there is a net for shrimps. Is different from the net for tuna. Is different from the net for octopus. Is different from the net for Keta school boys. Sometimes you can even fish with bow and arrow. Have you heard about that? Fishing with spear and arrows. Cutlass. Now if you even cut the fish. Cutlass, dynamite. They are all used to fish. They are all means of obtaining the basic things that we need. But I want us to understand prayer as a net that we must stretch out into the sea of life. Because I realize that most people use only one net for all type of sea creatures. What is it you want from life? You must use the right type of net. Otherwise, it will pass through the net and you will not get it. I realize that most people use only one type of prayer for all their needs. But the Bible teaches seven types of prayer. That is what I've written down for you. The Bible teaches seven types of prayer. Elijah, who prayed that exemplary prayer in 1 Kings, that is quoted in James chapter 5 as a teaching for prayer, James chapter 5 verse 12 to 13, Elijah prayed seven times with seven different types of prayer for his prayer to avail much or to bring what he wants over to him. He was praying for one thing, for rain, but he used all the available wisdom he had about prayer to get the rain. Now, if you read the Bible in the New Testament, in the model prayer that Jesus Christ taught us, he taught really seven types of prayer. Seven types of prayer. So prayer is not just prayer. They are in types. And if you read the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, the Bible tells us about the different types of prayer. Ephesians chapter 6 and then verse 18. Says, praying always with all prayer. It's as if it's repeating what Jesus said, that cast the nets, plural. praying always with all types of prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Gives us the same idea of the types of prayer. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, or do not worry about anything. That is what God is telling us. Don't worry about anything, but in everything. Everything. In other words, God wants us to pray about everything. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hallelujah. So we understand prayer, supplication, thanksgiving. God wants us to pray with different types of prayer. So I want to use the rest of the time to share with us the seven nets to cast into the sea of life for your recurrent needs, for your basic needs to be met. How do you get God's provision into your life? What I'm teaching you are provision prayers. How you can get God's provision into your life. Hallelujah. The first type of prayer, or the net that you must cast into the sea of life, is the prayer of worship. The prayer of worship. I call it POW. A prayer of worship. Prayer of worship reveals unto us the power of worship. It's the power of worship. Prayer of worship involves thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Okay? So when I say the prayer of worship, I'm not just talking about technical worship. I'm talking to you about thanksgiving, praise, and the technical worship. They are all different, these three things, but they form the prayer of worship. It is important for you to let down the prayer of worship into the sea of life so that you can be able to arrest the things that God has got for you. It is important to pray the prayer of worship because your problem should not overwhelm you. The person who should overwhelm us is God. Why should we pray the prayer of worship? Because our problems, our needs, are an opportunity to see God's wonders. If you have so much needs in your life, then you are going to see God's wonders in a bigger way. Hallelujah. That is why your attitude in time of need is important. You must understand that God is greater than the world. God is greater than your need. That is why with this mind you enter and you are giving God the worship that is due unto Him. The thanksgiving and the praise that is due unto Him. Because you are presenting Him with an opportunity to show His godness, to show His manliness in your life. Hallelujah. Prayer of worship is likened to incense. In the Bible, praise, and in fact, prayer together with praise is likened to incense. And you know that for incense to rise, you need some fire. Hallelujah. The praise and the incense is put into fire before it rises up. So what can we say? Praise rises up to God on a life which is on fire. I need to mention this because it's not every praise that we do that we say we've praised God that God accepts. This is quite difficult, but it's true. In the Bible, many times it tells them that these people, they are using their mouth to say big words about me, but they are doing it in vain. Okay? It is real. So let me just caution us here and now that it's not every praise and every shouting and emotions that God takes. It can inspire you, but it doesn't mean that it has inspired God. Hallelujah. Because the human spirit has a way of inspiring another one, another spirit. Not necessarily with the Spirit of God. It's a mystery. So if prayer or your praise or your worship is like incense, there must be some fire of love, some fire of desire in your life that will burn up the thing, so that the wind of the Spirit of God must be in your life also to blow your praise right before the presence of God. Because there are some praise, it doesn't ascend. Because the life that is offering the praise is not yielded to the Holy Spirit. One of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit is that he is like the wind. And the main thing about the wind is that it does what it likes. It blows where it listed, the Bible says. So if the Holy Spirit must have his way in our lives, it means that we must yield. Let the Holy Spirit blow wherever he wants to in our lives. Because then he can carry our praise, which has been bent up by our genuine love for God, unto the throne of God. And God smells the incense and he says, wow, there is something I have to attend to on this earth. Hallelujah. So let your praise ascend on the fire of love for God. Love for God and love for one another. You can love God and not love one another. The Bible interprets it that you are deceiving yourself. You don't really love God. That's what the Bible says. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 following says that you can sing in tongues and pray in tongues, but if you don't have love exhibited in your life, you are just making noise with your prayer. And your praise is just noise, because there is no, you see, love is a fire. Songs of Songs, it burns up. Says that many waters cannot quench love. Love is a fire. Desire for somebody. If a man desires a woman, the person is on fire. That is the kind of fire that burns up our incense. And it rises up before the Lord. And God smells it, and there are some praises God smells it, and he moves himself. If you read Revelations, our prayers don't go to God unless some angels take our prayers and mix it with the praises and smoke them before the throne of God. That's the dynamics, what happens in the spirit as we are praying. So it's real. There are some incense that God smells. He has to descend with thunder and earthquake, and he has to intervene in this life in a supernatural way. Man may not do it for you, but when he smells that kind of praise and worship, he is going to descend in your case with things that men cannot control, like lightning and thunder and noise all over on the face of this earth. So learn to offer up this first net of the prayer of worship, because it is important for us to show our love for God and have a good attitude, not to let our needs overwhelm God, so to speak, in our minds, but to know that God is greater than our needs. That leads me to the second type of prayer. I call it the prayer of intercession. POI. The prayer of intercession reveals unto us the power of intercession. Intercession is praying for other people. So, especially unbelievers. So the Bible, thank God. The Bible is saying that don't just pray for your needs to be met. Don't just pray for your needs to be met. You know, Jesus Christ said that we should pray, give us this day. When it came to our praying for his provision, our basic things of life, he puts the thing in a plural form. Says, give us this day our daily bread. That's the basic things of life. It is not only you who need that thing. Other people need it also, especially unbelievers. That is why you can offer a prayer of intercession and you can say that, Lord, I am not just praying for myself. Because when it comes to praying for your needs, it is very easy for you to think that I am the only person who needs a job. I am the only person who needs a wife. I am the only person who needs maybe a great church. I am the only person who must be anointed. I am the only person that God loves, but it is beyond that. Our prayers must go beyond what somebody says, me, mine, and mine. God bless me, bless my wife, bless my 3 children, our dog, nobody else. In Jesus' name, amen. This one will not bring that need of provision of God into your life because it's a selfish prayer. Taught us that God is doing something that is bigger than you. And the earlier you accepted this thing, the better for you in your walk with God. God is doing something that is bigger than you. And it is bigger than your family. It is bigger than your ministry. It is bigger than your ambitions. So you cannot limit God. He wants his kingdom, his rule, his influence, his provision to affect all humanity. He does not want us to operate an event or a program, but a system. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.